Now, did I say, what did I say?
But for the rest of you out there, you know, you're aware of the fact that we, last year, there wasn't any, much Columbine on the market, and we didn't get a lot of blooms, and it took a hit on the drought. So we need to get that back out in our landscapes.
And I can't ensure that there'll be any next year.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to get these plants out. And, Charles, I'm impressed. I appreciate Charles. I would have given him a big kiss, but I don't think he'd like that.
No, I'm not sure.
Because this is very important to saving
you can
the
try.
Texas gold columbine. And it may be that if you plant this year, that we'll be coming to you in the future for seed.
So should I get some?
No.
Now, this is for people where there's an over 50% chance that it'll live.
Oh, man.
And remember, the best place to put them is hugging a deciduous tree.
I got a pecan tree. I can plant it right under the pecan tree.
You need to put them around. They need a little soil, Milton.
I got soil.
They need.
I'm buying.
Did you make a raised bed? What did you do to yours? Did you put them straight into that?
I put them straight into that caliche type chalk. I got a chalky kind of.
And you didn't mulch yours, did you?
No, actually, I mulched mine.
The first
year.
Yeah.
And of course that cost me some because I didn't get a. And then the fact that I collected all the seed for 2 years too made a difference. But
well, the secret reason we're talking about mulch is when you first put the plant in, let's say this year or this month, you want to put them in. If you want to give them some extra love and care, you can mulch them, you know, to get them going. And the important thing about columbine that we found out through the years is they are vivacious feeders. I mean, they really take a lot of fertilizer. The more you fertilize them, the more they're going to grow. So if you wanted to, you could actually put some Osmocote in when you plant them, because they got Osmocote in the pots, too.
Or just our slow-release lawn fertilizer, 1959.
Yeah, I was talking about when you plant them.
Oh.
And so then you get them taken. But the key is... Once they get established this year, then next spring, after they come out of their winter growth, you want to rake the mulch away, because the seed has to fall on bare ground, because these plants will only live about two and a half years, and then the mother plant that you have purchased will die, because it's a weak perennial. Yeah. It's kind of like Charlotte's
Web. Bambi.
Yeah, Bambi.
And, And then the little babies have to hit the ground. They have to hit make seed-soil contact so they can replenish the generations. See, I'm afraid what will happen in a lot of the landscapes, because everybody's promoted mulch so much, is that the seed will never germinate.
Oh.
So once your mother plant might die.
I don't have mulch.
I know. I think Milton.
I think maybe bamboo is not quite deciduous enough.
But I have a pecan tree. That's deciduous.
They would get care similar to they get in Bigby National Park at Milton. So maybe we will.
Yeah.
Get them a
see.
Few.
All right.
Charles give us a price on this?
No. Is it on there? I don't know.
We need a price.
Okay. We'll get a price from Charles. He's wondering.
I hope he's keeping the price low, because this important thing is.
No, don't be pressing your luck.
Recombination.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what we're trying to do.
I see.
Kind of like reforestation. This is recombination.
Okay.